We studied about the abomination desolation in the last class, Mark 13 and verse 14. And actually, we're going right into it again now because we're going to go on in 15 here. It talks about eschatology. Eschatology means the study of end times. The study of end times. Now we're going to read this from the Amplified Bible in Mark, the 13th chapter, verse number 15 now. And this goes right back to Daniel 9:27. But when you see the abomination desolation standing in the temple sanctuary where it ought not to be, let the reader understand then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Daniel 9:27, 11, 31, and 12 and 11, which we studied in the last class. Whoever is on the housetop. Now this is talking about Jews here. We're talking about the Jewish people. Because the tribulation period, we're in the tribulation period now. This is during the tribulation period after the rapture, after the church age. We're in the tribulation period, and we're going to go trot right over there to the third and that 3.5 year point. That's what we're talking about. Whoever is on the housetop, he must not go down to enter into the house or go inside and take anything out of his house. That's hard to do, people. How many people have died going in the house and the house is on fire? Whoever is in the field must not turn back for his coat or his clothes. Woe to the women who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Woe. Ooh-ah is the word. Ooh-ah. That's a sign of calamity. It's a calamitous exclamation. Pray that it will not occur in winter or at the time there will be such tribulation has not been occurred from the beginning of the creation that God made until now and never will be again. Now, boy, there's been some bad things happen. Remember when Jerusalem was destroyed? All those Jews carried captivity all over the world, the dispersion. Ezekiel 36, 16 through 19, that happened. Now we're going to have the regathering, and now we're going to have the destruction of Israel. And three or two out of every three Jews is going to die. Two out of every three Jews are going to die. Four out of every five Gentiles will die during this seven-year period of time. There was such tribulation that has not occurred from the beginning of the creation of God until now and never will be again. There have been 50 to 100 million Baptist Christians killed by Catholicism and Islam. Oh, Catholicism only, 50 to 100 million. Islam has done a real good job too. When Catholicism had control, they killed. When Islam has control, they killed. And if the Lord had not shortened the days, no human life would have been saved for the sake of the elect. Who's the elect here? Israel, whom he chose for himself, he shortened the days. Daniel 12 and verse 1. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, or look, he is there, do not believe it. When you see Jesus, now when the Lord came back for his people, he came back. Not all eyes saw him, but those who knew him saw him. And he went up, they went up with him. Then we have 7 years. At the end of this tribulation period, the Lord is going to return in glory. Revelation 19, 11 through 16. And we'll go there also. If anyone says, look here, the Christ, Messiah, don't believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will arise, and they will provide signs and wonders in order to deceive. If such a thing were possible, even the elect and those God has chosen for himself. But be on guard. I have told you everything in advance. In the Bible talked about Simon the sorcerer. wherever Simon the sorcerer went, he did such powerful miracles, and these miracles were not of God. Wherever Simon the sorcerer went, and I'm reading about that right now in Eusebius' history, he performed miracles. He performed great miracles of all sorts. Now, in false religion, miracles can be performed because Satan is behind it all. And Satan can perform miracles. He has. You go back to the book of Exodus. You go back all the way back there to where Jannes and Jambres, two of the magicians, and that's what Simon the magician was too now. I'm going to tell you how powerful the magicians were in Egypt and how powerful Simon the magician was in the New Testament period of time. These are hundreds of years apart. When Jannes and Jambres came into Pharaoh's palace and they were Pharaoh's magicians, his prophets, Moses had Aaron throw his rod down in the floor of the palace. Now, it did not become a nahash. It did not become a serpent. Oh, well, that's got to be a lie, huh? The Hebrew text says it became a dragon. It became a dragon, a tanin, a fire-breathing dragon. Okay? A tanin, not a nahash. When Moses and Aaron threw that, I mean, Cecil B. DeMille got it wrong. And by the way, I talked to Jewish people. Marilyn, you saw me talk to some of them. And I told them about this. I didn't learn that in the synagogue. But that's what it says, isn't it? Yeah. That's what it says. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. Well, Jannes and Jambres threw their rods down, and they became dragons. Like God's rod became dragon. Satan turned a rod into a leviathan, a dragon. And that dragon is powerful. The Jews always believed that the leviathans were called the swarms in the waters, like on the Sea of Galilee. They said there was a leviathan that came up from the Sea of Galilee, and the bottom of the Sea of Galilee is very deep. They couldn't go down there that deep back then. They could put rocks on lines and it went down and down and down and down, and they thought the bottom of the Sea of Galilee was the gates of the bottomless pit, the gates of hell itself. And they believed that the Leviathan will come up out of hell and stir the waters and cause the storms. The Leviathan is probably what swallowed Jonah. And he died. But the Leviathan that swallowed Jonah, whatever it was, the dog is what it says, but it could have been a tanin, the dragon, swimming in the sea. But it took him all the way, thousands and thousands of miles, if it swam that far, all the way down up the Persian Gulf, Indian Ocean, Persian Gulf, and all the way up the Tigris, Euphrates, and all the way up to the shores of Nineveh, and spit him out. Can you imagine what it looked like? Dead for 3 days. Bald, no hair, ragged, half-dissolved clothes. Dead, but he became alive. God resurrected him, and Jesus said, I'll be like Jonah. Dead in the belly of the great fish, Leviathan, the dog, in the Hebrew, for 3 days. Well, Satan can perform miracles. He does perform miracles. False religions can perform miracles. Don't ever discount that. All the miracles are not of God. This beast, this Antichrist, is going to perform miracles just like Simon did and just like Jannes and Jambres did. But God's is more powerful. God is omnipotent. Satan is powerful. Satan is supernatural. Satan can do supernatural things. He created dragons out of those staffs. They were living. They really were there. Simon the magician, wherever he went, he would do these miracles and people would bow down and worship him as God. And they would even make statues to him as God. Peter went behind him and shook him up just a little bit. We know that from the book of Mark and several other places in the New Testament, the book of Acts. Now let's go and do what we can do here in the next few minutes from verse 15. Ho epi tu domatos, me katabato mede, eis elphato, ti are ek tes oikias atu. The one upon the domatos, the dome. The word dome, that's where we get the word dome in English, is right out of that word, doma, dome. The dome of the house is the roof. And the one upon the dome of the house of the roof, not, a little particle of negation, not, and this is imperative here now, third person, second, second aorist, imperative, active, don't come down, nor, mayday, neither, the conjunction, particle of negation and weak adversative conjunction, day, into the, enter into anything to bear, to take out, to bear out. That comes from Iro, that's first aorist infinitive, active. To bear out of the house of belonging to him. Your house belonging to you, don't go in the house. If you're a Jew over there and you're in Jerusalem, in Judea, 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 this isn't talking about any place else in the world, it's talking about Judea. And these are God's elect. There's two elections in the Bible. The church and Israel. Israel was elected back here, called out. God changed Jacob's name to Israel. His 12 sons made up the 12 tribes of Israel. They went into the Egyptian bondage. They came out of Egyptian bondage. God gave them the law through Moses, Moshe. Jesus was born. He proved that he was Messiah, King of Israel. And then they killed him and murdered him on the cross of Calvary. But they buried him, but they couldn't keep him dead because he rose again after the third day forevermore. He told his little church, you go to Jerusalem and wait there for me till you receive power from on high. And then the Holy Spirit came down and empowered them to go out wherever they want. And they were magicians. And powerfully, spiritually powerful men, but spiritual from the dark side. As they met them. And in the end times, that will happen again. The end times is going to happen again. Kai ho ace, ton aron, me epi strepsato, ace ta, opiso, aivre to hemation auto. And, conjunction, page 208. And the one, nominative singular, masculine, definite article, and it has a practical substantive after that, which means the one, the person. In, ace, preposition, page 119. Ace, tone, aron, agron, field, out in the field, agricultural field. We get our word agriculture right from that word. Tone, agron, out in the agricultural field. Not, particle of negation, page 268, not, epistrepsato, third person singular, the first aorist, imperative, active, not, turn, return. Don't do an about face unto the behind you. Don't look behind to take the garment of him. Don't look behind. One time God told a woman, don't look behind. God told Lot, don't look behind. You leave Sodom and you leave and you go there and stay gone. But his wife looked behind and she became a pillar of salt. She looked behind. Here again God says, don't look behind. Don't look behind. Uah. Can you say that? Uah. That means calamity. That means destruction. That's a little interrogative word here, it's an onomatopoeic word. That means it sounds like it is, ow, ow, ooh, ooh-ah. The scream of a demon, ooh-ah. The scream of calamity, ooh-ah. ua, de, tes, en, gastri, akousios, kai, tais, thela, zu, sais, en, ikainais, tes, hameros. Woe, calamity, destruction. Moreover, woe, calamity, destruction, the ones, to the ones, en, gastri. That's what you call a gastrointestinal doctor. That word comes right out of this word here. Being having a child in her womb. Having. Present participle active, dative plural masculine. Having. A womb having with a child in it. And the ones giving suck. Thela zusayas. That one's a dative, plural, masculine, present, participle, active. The ones giving suck, the ones nursing children. In these days. Woe to you. It's going to be double hard on women that are pregnant and women that are giving a child and carrying little babies with them in their breasts. 3:18 now. Prosukeste. De hina me genete kemonos. Again, a little weak adversity conjunctive particle there, de, and it starts the sentence talks with that. Page 85. And moreover, ye pray. Now, who's it talking about? He's not talking about Gentiles. The church is gone. He's talking about the Jews now. Moreover, ye pray. Second person plural, present, imperative, middle voice. Ye pray for yourselves, ye beg God, in order that not it may happen for itself of winter, stormy weather. Actually, it's Caymanos, stormy weather. I don't want the Cayman Islands are named after this, the stormy weather down there. Caymanos, stormy weather. Ye pray, moreover, that in order that not it may happen for itself. Third person singular, second aorist, subjunctive, middle voice. Winter and stormy weather. Pray that is not in the middle of a storm. Have you ever had travel any place in the middle of a storm? I'll tell you, I've told this story a few times. But about 9 miles from here, right straight behind my back, directly that way, in the 1980s, somewhere around 82 or 3 or 4 or 5, somewhere around there, I was out at the hot well taking a bath. And I was out there in my Jeep pickup. I had a J4000 one-ton Jeep pickup with a big V8 in it. And I was out there taking a bath. I didn't have running water at my house down there. I'd go out there and take a bath every day, and I'd just carry enough water to wash my hands and cook with, wash my face and brush my teeth, and my little trailer there, where I lived down at the other place at that time. I hadn't built a home or brought a mobile home or anything in there yet. Anyway, I was out there, and I could see lightning flashing in every direction. And the clouds were just rolling and dark, dark, dark. And I was praying and just having a good time out there, just praying, talking to God. And I got in my truck, got my clothes on, and started back. Marilyn, I've showed you, Sharon, both of you, I've shown you where that was. I drove off and I drove out of there, and then the road goes down, and I drove into a river. The river was going across the road, and the river was 2 miles wide. It wasn't there before, but now it is. I drove down there for about half, three quarters of a mile, and my truck began to stall. It was very hard to figure out where the road was. You know, there was banks on each side, and you could see where the water was coming over. In some places, it was 2 foot deep. In some places, it was 4 foot deep coming across there. Well, the truck failed me. Limbs got in there underneath there, and I had a flex line on the gasoline line, and it kinked the line, and it wouldn't get gas. Well, I was in my overalls, didn't have any shoes on. I went out there barefooted. But I had some hunting shoes, boots behind the seat, but no socks. So I put them on. I had a couple of pistols with me. I put them in my overalls and pockets of my overalls. I had a little old thin coat. And it wasn't raining. I had my hat on. I got out there and walking from knee deep all the way up here to chest deep, walking for a mile and a half or more through water. I showed you where I climbed up on that hill, looked out there and see if I could see from the lightning flashes, and still it wasn't raining. And I went down there, and finally I got out there on dry ground. I said, boy, thank you, Lord, that you got me on dry ground. I figured I'd wash away and drown if I stayed there. I figured my truck was gone. There wasn't anything I could do except try to get out of there. I walked, started walking, and walked for about a mile, and all of a sudden it started pouring down rain, and a ball of lightning hit the road right in front of me. I was in a storm now. Now, the rain was coming down in great gushes and roaring. And now I was blind because the flash of lightning closed my retinas. So now I was feeling my way. And I was doing that. I was thinking about these verses right here. These verses right here. I was walking by faith, feeling the road. Finally, I went down the 7 miles. I walked like that. My feet, I didn't have any calluses on my feet anymore. They were all sanded off, and so with my toenails, they were all, everything was just down to the quick, bleeding. I was soaking wet now, washing some of the mud off of me, because that water was muddy, just grimy muddy. Rocks and trees and everything coming by, rolling rocks, big as a car almost, vroom, 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 rolling these big rocks. Because when you put mud in water, it will carry rocks and everything. It has ability to move things. Plain water won't, but what will to some extent. But when you put mud in that, you've got a force moving things. I got out there finally to the road, and all the lights were out in Fish Lake Valley. And there weren't very many. That was about 1980-something back then. But I saw a car coming down the road. And I asked this guy, can you give me a ride back to the post office? I live down there. No, we're going the other way. And I said, fellas, you're not going the other way. I said, that road is washed out. I said, that road is washed out so bad, I said, that there's a 2-mile-wide river behind me. And I said, you're not going that way. You're going to have to go back over Lida and go the other direction if you're going to get out of here. Well, they took me back there and dumped me out. And there I was, carless, pickupless, but I was home and alive. I went through the storm. These people are going to have to go through storms, through a horrible, horrible storm of destruction. Go to verse number 19 now. Esontai gar he hamere, ekane selipsis, Hoya, that is, U, Gegonen, and there, this is in capitals, by the way. That's why I'm having a little harder trouble reading it. Toi Eithe, Op, Arkes, Ketesios, Hain, Hektason, Hothios, Hios, Tu, Nin, Kai, U, Me, Genete. Esontai, they shall become for itself. For they shall become for himself those days, the days these, he, hamera, ekaine. Ekaine, that is a demonstrative pronoun, these. The lepsis, tribulation, affliction, squeeze, depress, to injure, of such sort. Not. That little adverb of negation, that come, ooh, there came from ook, page 294. It has happened. third person singular, second perfect, indicative, active, from again am I. It has become, or is that happened, such things from the beginning. That word, our case there. From the beginning of creation, katisis, which he had created, third person singular, first aorist, indicative, active, the God. In Genesis 1 and 1, it says, Bara chief, Bara Elohim, Ethashemayim, without Aorits. In beginnings, he had created God, heavens and the earth. We haaretz, et we haaretz, the heavens, and we et the earth. The Hashemayim and the earth. The God until of the now. Until that little conjunction of time there, page 180. Genitive singular of the now. And no not, no way, no way, no adverb of negation, particle of negation, may. It shall ever become again. It's not ever going to happen again like that either. It hasn't happened, but it's not ever going to happen again, because after the tribulation period, God is going to bring peace on the earth. Ereni, peace, shalom. Peace will be epites geis, el haaretz, upon the earth. But in this time, this is going to be the worst thing that's ever happened in the world. And I'm going to tell you something. If you studied history, some bad stuff happened. Look at the Napoleonic Wars. Look at the Roman Wars. Look at the Grecian Wars. Look at the wars that... the Babylonian Wars. All of these wars that took place. Thousands of lives were lost on the field of battle. They burned all the trees from the Middle East all the way through Europe. The only thing left was the Black Forest of Germany. All of these trees were torn down for war machines and for setting palaces on fire, etc. They forested Europe and the Middle East. Yet, it's nothing that bad is going to happen until this time, right there. I don't know about you. Zola Levitt was a friend of mine. He came and spoke at Valley Baptist Church, and he linked his website to my website. He liked what I taught, and I was teaching Hebrew and Greek and all of this. Anyway, he came and told him, they asked him, are you proud you're Jew? And he said, I'm very proud that I'm one of God's chosen people, but when the rapture comes, I'm going to go with the church. The rest of them can have Israel. They can just go right in there. If they don't want to believe now, they can go right in it. But if you're lost and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to go there too. You're going to go right in that tribulation period. You don't want to be in this, I don't think. I don't. I don't want to be in this mess. I want to go up with the Lord. I want to be up there with the Lord in that wedding feast up there. Sitting down the table with Isaac and Jacob and Moses and Adam and all of them. That's going to be exciting, to see people that I loved and see Brother Hubbard again and Brother Chastain and Brother Reed and Martin Kahneman. All these people that I've knew and known and loved that were my heroes in the faith. I want to see them again. I don't want to see this. Our Father, please use this message wherever it goes for your honor and glory. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.